to the start of CBS News at the top of the hour. Joining us by telephone this morning, Jacksonville High School head basketball coach J.R. Dugan, back at it for a second time. Why'd you decide to come back?
You know, that's a pretty good question. It was something that just kind of fell into my lap. And, being away from it for 5 years and being assistant coach at All Along College and JHS, I just had this opportunity and figured I might as well take it.
Did you learn something in the interim between that you think will help you?
Yeah, being 4 years with Mike Worrell, I learned a lot. Of course, during those 5 years, I kind of took it almost like a coaching clinic, and just kind of took everything in, kind of absorbed things, and try to figure out ways that I could get better as a coach and how to handle different situations, game situations, things like that. And it was a great experience for me, obviously being away from it. And like I said, coming back to it, it's just one of those things that, like I said, just kind of fell into my lap, and it wasn't something I was searching out. But at the same time, it's nice to be back and calling the shots again.
Once a coach, I guess always a coach, there is that love for the profession, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And one of my biggest things is the kids. I don't do it for anything else other than trying to help kids out and try to get the most out of them and life experiences, things like that. And, being around these kids at the high school, teaching and obviously getting kind of back into the high school ranks last year. I love the kids. We've got good kids and I love being around them and coaching is, one of the greatest things you can do.
So what did you learn this summer working with these kids?
We're going to be okay. First of all, our kids are great. They did everything I asked them to do. It was kind of a short summer only for the fact that it was such a thrown together process, because like I said, it wasn't something that happened in the spring like most changes do. Happened during the summer, and like I said, the kids were great. I learned a lot about what we can do, what we can't do, and then now we got to put together what's going to be best for our group of kids we've got this coming year.
One of the changes you have on the schedule, not going back to Macomb, you're headed south.
Yeah, which is a good thing. Macomb's a great tournament, but it's a place that Jacksonville doesn't belong. And we got out of there this year and heading down to Carbondale. And obviously looking forward to that, because I have been to Carbondale, and Carbondale's got a great tournament. When I was coaching before, we always went to Centralia, which is also a great tournament. So I'm looking forward to that.
Central State 8's not an easy place to win, is it?
No, it's not. I'd put this conference up against any conference in the state. I know my last year coaching, we had the number one and two teams in the state in our conference. It's tough. It's very, very tough, and it's not an easy place to win games. But we'll do our best.
Who will you have as an assistant coach?
Corey Bunner is going to be my varsity assistant, and then Clark Bunner, who played for me, is going to be our sophomore coach, and then I'm still looking for a freshman coach, and I think Jay Owens is going to be a volunteer assistant coach for us.
What's your message going to be to the team before you start the season, or maybe you've already had that meeting?
Yeah, kind of. I just told them, I said, you're going to play hard and you're going to do what we asked you to do. And if you can't do that, then you're not going to play basketball at JHS. And that's all I can ask. Just do your best, listen to us, and you can play. And that's the biggest thing. If you're not going to play hard, then you just can't play.
The type of offense, the type of defense you've run, have you been able to make that determination yet?
Bit. Got an idea of what we're going to do. We'll probably kind of stick with the 1-2-2, morph it into a matchup zone, and we may throw some different things out there. I don't know for sure right now, but like I said, our biggest thing offensively is basically just teaching the kids how to play basketball. And, you know, I mean, I know that sounds simple, but, you know, it's one of those things that you got to tell, you know, you got to teach the kids how to read screens, how to come off the screens, and, you know, how to set a screen, how to, you know, all these different things that go into playing basketball. You don't just go out and roll the ball out and play, but you got to teach kids how to play the game.
And you sound genuinely excited about coming back.
I am. I'm excited about it. You know, being away from it for 5 years, I've got a whole different outlook on it. I'm excited. I'm rejuvenated. I feel good and really excited for this opportunity. And hopefully we can take it and make the best out of it.
All right, Coach Dugan, thanks for your conversation this morning, and best of luck.
Thanks, Gary.
Take care.
Bye.